Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
We welcome the mayor of Johnstown, Sarah Slingerland. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob.
You were just telling me the trees are in bloom in Johnstown.
We happen to have up and down Main Street a lot of flowering, I'm not sure, I mean, they must be flowering crabs or I don't know what they are exactly, but they're just beautiful now. And with the setting of the colonial kind of setting with the courthouse in the background, it's just absolutely beautiful in downtown Johnstown.
How about that? Well, I was going to ask you again about tourism and the tourism committee. We discussed that, I think, the last time you were on. And that has kind of moved forward since?
It has moved forward. They met once, and they have plans to meet in the future, and it's a very active, very informed group, and they have lots of ideas. Their initial meeting, they kind of centered around the governor's initiative to get people off the thruway into our communities for various historic sites. And so they've made a plan to try to connect to that, but they're also very interested in general in promoting local historic sites and persons of note and local events and ways to tie the multiple venues that we have in the city. We have various organizations that are engaged in the study of history or the promotion of history, the DAR and the Historical Society and the Elizabeth Cady Stanton Hometown Association, and so we have lots of different groups, so they're going to try to connect all of those, plus the Johnson Hall, Friends of the Johnson Hall, and of course technological promotion of using technology to promote our community through websites and or sites at places at each site where you can dial in on a cell phone and get information and things like that. So they're very enthusiastic, very smart, and very interested in pursuing this. So I have high expectations for them.
One specific and then one kind of blue sky point or question. Specifically, Johnson Hall, or maybe it's the Friends, they're having a foot race, right?
They are. It's called the Johnstown Jog. And it's a fundraiser for the Friends of Johnson Hall. I mean, what's unique about this is inside our city is we have a state historical site. And it's open to the public when the hours that it's open. And that's kind of unusual that you have a state-maintained historical site. And it's not an insignificant site. It's a very, very, in the course of history, it has been an incredibly important site. But this Johnson Jog is to take place May 19th, and you can get registration forms here at City Hall, or you can get them, I think they probably have something on the web, or contact City Hall here and we'll tell you how to get them. But it's a 5K, and what's unique about it is it starts at Johnson Hall, and it travels around, and it touches, I think, 7 or 8 historical sites. It passes by the run trail, the planned trail, the planned course passes 7 or 8 historic sites. So they're trying to tie that into the history of the area, enhance that. And so there are lots of individuals and small groups doing things, and I think this tourism group is kind of, one of their missions is to tie them all together.
Well, here's the blue sky, or kind of odd question. Honestly, it occurred to me as you were speaking about, I think you said the governor's effort is to get people off the thruway, let's say, to go to places like Johnstown. And there's a trend, or there always has been a trend, it seems to me, in New York State, that people go north for entertainment or for vacation.
Right.
And it typically is people going up the North Way, up to Lake George, Saratoga, places like that. But to get to Johnstown, and this maybe shows how our area is interrelated, I would guess most people get off the thruway in Fonda Fultonville and then proceed to Johnstown. And every time we talk to the sheriff of Montgomery County, we're talking about the traffic problems. They're always, it's a difficult thing to get through. On the one hand, the people in Fonda and Fultonville don't necessarily appreciate it, that people can zip through. But they don't zip through now. I mean, I don't know what to say about, I don't know exactly what I'm not really asking anything about this.
Because
I can't imagine somebody would talk about building an arterial to get people from Fonda Fultonville to the Adirondacks more quickly.
Well, there has been some talk of a bypass road from the thruway area up to, up closer to Johnstown, but that, you know, that has never really been taken on a life of its own. So it's you know, been planned, thought about, talked about for years and years. But quite frankly, there's an incredible amount of traffic from passing from the Thruway over to the Northway, and they don't go to Albany and up. They come this way. So all the western traffic, western part of the state, western part of the country, if they're coming this way, they do pass through Johnstown and Comrie Ave. And, I mean, they're even passing a site that was the an encampment for, during the War of 1812. And one of the local hotels has is very near that site and has a whole billboard about that and, you know, a whole display about the War of 1812, and this was the site, and this is what went on here. So it is, there's a tremendous amount of traffic through on Route 30A.
Yeah.
It heads over to Saratoga. So it is an incredibly crucial location, but you as a student of history would understand that that these routes and these old Indian paths are exactly why Johnstown's located here, mm-hmm. and why Sir William Johnson found this area to be particularly attractive to site his home. It was it gave access to a lot of the Indian tribes. It's kind of centrally located, and a lot of the pathways that the Indians were using, you know, kind of came very close to here. We have the waterway. It's very beautiful, and certainly it's an area where many of the early settlements were. And so it's the exact same reason that why Johnstown was founded here, and, you know, that's the play of demographics, mm-hmm. that and geography, and that, how they are so closely tied together.
And this kind of links showbiz and your business development up there. I understand Spike Lee was filming a commercial at Faye Yogurt.
Yeah, I unfortunately was actually out of the country during that week, but he it was a little unclear to us exactly how this was going to evolve, and I think they were, you know, working behind the scenes. No play on words there, but he did come, and I had a sense he was just the director, not just, but was the director and was working out of New York City, and it would be kind of a Skype type activity here. But he actually did come, and he was on the main street and was very attractive to one of the frontage of our buildings, and kind of honed in on one restaurant in particular because it has a nice, very interesting look, and it's just part of what makes our downtown area so attractive to people, and they just love it. And we're very fortunate. I mean, it's the county seat. It's well-maintained. We have a beautiful park, full bloom now. All the tulips are in bloom and all the flowers. They have that lovely Episcopal church there. It is made of stone. It was Sir William Johnson's home church and the Masonic Temple. And it was just on and on and on. I mean, I've been doing this for 7 or 8 years, and we even had our 250th anniversary here. But as time goes on, I'm getting a greater and greater appreciation of the history here and how we have something really important and good to market and to really attract tourism. We have something to show people. We have something to offer people, and that we need to take advantage of that in every way possible.
Now, Spike Lee, I believe, was doing shooting a commercial, I think, for I Love New York.
Yeah, I think it was part of a promo for I Love New York,
yeah.
And I think there are various sites around the state, and they had selected this one because of the Faye USA, yeah. and the whole yogurt movement that's going on in New York State, and so I'm not exactly sure how it's, you know, what is going to be included in this, but it should be fun to see. And I know they were filming, I think, out at FIA,
yeah.
and out in our downtown area. So,
well, it's good he got his movie director eyes on Johnstown, because, as you probably know, I mean, Albany and Schenectady and Troy attract a fair number of movie shoots, you know, major movies.
They do, yeah.
And maybe they could do this in Johnstown there.
You never know what comes out of this. You never know what kind of excites people. You never know what, you know, a business person looking at the area, what kind of attracts them and why they would want to locate here.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just for our utility. Sometimes it's for our beauty. I mean, I know 3 or 4 people who just kind of drove through here and decided we really would like to retire here. And so they've come from outside the area, and they spend the year here. They love it. The housing is affordable, and it's beautiful, and we have easy access to New York City and Boston and Montreal and you know, in Albany, the Capital District. And so there are lots of different reasons that people locate in a small community like this. I mean, it's nice for families, got an excellent school district, great public library. And Johnstown's just the right size. You know, I walk the city a lot when I go places and to meetings, and it's easy. And you see families and you see, you know, individuals walking the streets a lot. So it's a very friendly kind of environment, and you feel very safe. And we do everything we can do to promote that.
Mayor Sarah Slingerland of Johnstown, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Talk to you again soon.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.